Hello and welcome to the Program Your Life podcast. Come with me on a journey of self-exploration, overcoming obstacles, and learning to believe in yourself. I'm your host, Joe Parker. Join me and my beautiful wife, Kimberly, as we explore what it takes to achieve our dreams, overcome our fears and doubts, and have some fun along the way. It's sure to be a roller coaster ride, and we are happy to share it with you. Now stay tuned for an exciting episode of the Program Your Life podcast. Well, hello and welcome. Here we are in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. Kimberly and I came here about 4 days ago for a workshop. It was called Money and You, and it was given by Marshall Thurber, who is this incredible teacher. He is probably one of the most successful teachers for creating success in people's lives today. He has tutored people such as Tony Robbins, Jack Canfield, Robert Kiyosaki. It's an amazing list of successful people that have gone through his seminars and courses and gone on to write books, create incredible wealth and liberty in their lives. And Kimberly and I, this is our second seminar going to his course, and it's just been an amazing experience, hasn't it, Kimberly?
Mm-hmm. Wonderful people.
Yeah.
Wonderful teacher. Absolutely. Humble man. Loving man.
Yeah, he's amazingly humble and amazingly talented. He teaches in a very unique way. He doesn't use PowerPoint slides. It's very experiential. He uses a lot of games. Gets you involved. And it's a way of overcoming just fears and doubts and obstacles in your life. He puts you in a place of just beingness instead of doingness, which is what most people think is what's required in order to be successful.
I think one of the greatest things I got out of this weekend was there were so many. For me, being a perfectionist, that's one of my biggest challenges that's stopped me from doing so many things, the fear of failure. And he believes that everything's perfect. Everything's just the way it's supposed to be, and I'm right where I'm supposed to be, and that more will be revealed. Everything is perfect. I just can't see it yet. And that rings so true for me. I know that, and I believe that. Sometimes it's difficult to remember that. I've had personal experience in seeing that in my life. For instance, I can think of times when I really wanted something or really didn't think something was going my way, and I would be in, you know, a state of agitation and frustration and disappointment. And then looking back a year later, I see that that was the very best thing that could have ever happened. And I find myself in a space of gratitude and understanding that that was what it needed to be. And I find that I'm glad it didn't happen that way, and that the way it did turn out is far better than that. So that remembering that is hard sometimes. And when I can remember that, I can really be at peace with where I'm at in my life and trust that I'm being cared for and that all is well and that everything really is perfect. I just don't see it yet.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that frustrated part that you were talking about, that state of stress and perturbation, that's one of the actual keys to Marshall Thurber's learning style. He studied with people like Buckminster Fuller and Edward Deming, some of the biggest minds of the century. I mean, Edward Deming is considered to be the father of quality management. He's the one who revolutionized the automobile industry in Japan and also the United States. And Marshall Thurber studied with him for 10 years. And one of the things he learned studying with Buckminster Fuller and Edward Deming is that when you're in that stressful, perturbed state, that's where you grow as a person. The longer you can stay in that state, the higher your IQ goes up, and you know, you grow on the inside, you expand. So it's not a bad thing, and most people think it is. When they get into that stressed state, They want to get out of it as quickly as possible.
And they want to fight it and resist it. And he encourages us to embrace it.
Right.
To acknowledge it, to be conscious of it, and to embrace it.
Right. Yeah, just relax into it and just kind of let go and let yourself grow. So it's just amazing. I mean, we did an event in the middle of the workshop. We pulled an all-nighter, and we worked with a group, and we were in a state of being perturbed for probably 10 hours, 12 hours. It was just unbelievably frustrating event. However, at the end, the culmination of the event was so unbelievable. We bonded with a group of, 170 people?
Yes,
on a
that
level
was amazing. That was amazing.
Just incredible.
Right. Some of which we didn't even know. Some people whom we've never even met.
Probably most of them we didn't know.
To experience this oneness, this knowledge, this understanding that we are all connected. And many of us know that on an intellectual level. In our minds, we know we're all connected. To feel that is an incredible experience, and be in that beingness of connection and oneness and love is a beautiful, beautiful experience.
Absolutely. And it's a place, I mean, Marcia was saying is that it's a choice whether or not you want to live there.
Right.
Live in that place of peace and love and abundance, or go back to living in a scarcity and fear, which is where most people live.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, that's not a place I want to live in anymore.
Right.
I want to live in abundance and joy and love and continue to have that feeling that we had the other night for the rest of my life. So, I mean, it was just amazing. And, you know, once you go through an experience like that, the little obstacles in your life don't seem very big anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Everything just seems easy.
You're fearless.
Right.
The fear disappears.
Exactly.
It disappears.
That was one of the things he asked. I mean, it was the first question he asked. After I came out, he goes, "Do you feel any fear?" And I'm like, "No fear at all. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It just feel wonderful and nothing scares me."
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to go on and kick butt as soon as we get back.
Yes.
Fully engaged.
He also asked, "And where does that come from?" The following morning, he invited people to share part of their experience. And so many of the shares were the same. No fear, a sense of power, a sense of peace and contentment and freedom. And he asked, where does that come from? It comes from within. It is inside all of us. And we all have it, and we are all capable of choosing to live in that space. This exercise that we played that was all night brings you to that awareness of consciousness. And it was just a phenomenal, incredible, amazing experience. And the really neat thing is that you don't have to go back. And he had some people share that had been through the experience and what they were able to create in their life moving forward. And we heard some wonderful stories about people that chose to stay in that state of beingness. And it's really about being. Our walk, our journey in this life is not about doing. We are human beings. And yet everything around us teaches us to do, and be a human doing, and associate who you are by what you have, or what you do, what you accomplish, where you live, what kind of car you drive, what kind of house you live in, and that's not what it's about.
No, that's not where the power and the joy and the beauty of life lies. It's
inside
of you.
Sense
of being. And I remember before we started doing this kind of personal development work, I really felt like there was this big hole inside of me, you know, big hole in my chest where I felt like I needed to just kind of do and take to try and fill that hole.
Mm-hmm.
And over the course of going through these workshops and seminars through Personal Success Institute and now through Marshall Thurber's courses, that hole has been completely filled up. And now what happens is that instead of feeling like I don't have enough and I need to take. I feel like I have more than enough. Mm-hmm. And now I want to give.
Exactly. Contribution.
Right.
And that is a completely wonderful, rewarding feeling. And not to give out of a sense of obligation or duty or looking good, mm-hmm. or that's the right thing to do, or wanting to get something back. Like if I contribute, then I will get brownie points that way. It's from a complete place of love and desire, and it's so authentic and real without expecting anything in return.
Right.
And the wonderful thing is working with so many different people that are in that space, that like-minded, and networking with them. And we all have these different talents and skills that we bring to the table. And everyone can do that in their own unique way, and only in their own unique way, which makes us all unique. So no one can bring it like you. No one can bring it like me. No one can bring it like him or her. We're all bringing something different to the table. And we understand that, and we work together, and we're not in competition. And so it's a continuous, how can I serve? How can I support you? How can I help you? And knowing that everything you give out comes back to you tenfold.
Right. Giving, just giving for the joy of giving. It's an amazing experience.
Mm-hmm.
It feels so good to be able to be in that space and just to make people happy, and it makes me happy.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I get so much joy when I just help people, and mm-hmm. I give my time, I give my energy, I give whatever it is, and you know, people really appreciate it, and mm-hmm. you get that feeling of love rather than the feeling of, you know, there's scarcity.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are some other things that you got out of the weekend? High points.
In addition to the experience of, you know, oneness that we did, the other parts that I love about Marshall is he gives you so many great theories on how to approach things in your life.
Yes.
I mean, for him, it's all about the theory, and it's not about the method.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is typically hung up on the method,
mm-hmm.
but they're using the wrong theory.
Mm-hmm.
So he shows you through a series of games that if you approach the game with the appropriate theory, you can make money, you can have all kinds of stuff.
Wonderful relationships.
Yeah, so there was a game that involves tossing rings, and it's a simple game. He said, there's enough potential in this game for you to make millions of dollars.
Mm.
And we went through it, and most people didn't get it. And it was right in front of our faces. All you had to do was evaluate the potential of the rules that he had put up there. And if you did it right, you could just leverage it into huge, huge amounts. So he taught about leverage, taught about dynamic value. He talked about social networking and systems theory. All of these things that are critical to success in your life and the appropriate theories that you need to bring. Once you understand these theories and you apply them in your life, making money and being successful is easy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he spent all his time working on theories, and he gives these to us in the seminar. So it's amazing. It's so obvious when you see it.
Mm.
However, most people don't see it.
Well, it's because we're used to thinking a certain way, and he gets us to start thinking outside of the box in a way that we're not accustomed to. And so much of the way we think is based on our beliefs, and a lot of us have limiting beliefs.
That's very true. We have limiting beliefs. Well, you know, we get what was given to us primarily by our parents and by the people around
us. Right. Well,
and they don't understand the theories that he has studied.
And I always like to point out, by well-meaning, loving parents and teachers, and most of us have experienced that, and we can only teach what we know, and we can't teach what we don't know. And when we know better, then we can teach that.
And we can do better.
And so I love studying with great minds who've you know, discovered these things, because I want to learn those things, and I want to be able to teach those things to people I love and care about.
Right.
If they're interested.
And there's so many inspiring people in the class.
I mean, my gosh.
In this class, there were several people that were, I don't know how many people that were in there were millionaires.
Oh, already, yes, very successful.
Probably, 25% of the people that were there were already millionaires.
Yes, and we're not yet millionaires, but we will be.
But there was, and they're still studying this stuff.
Exactly.
They still are coming back, and they're still engaging and growing and developing. And that's the thing that we've discovered is if you want to be successful, you need to put yourself in a situation where you can be. You expose yourself to the proper mentors, and you get around people who are doing
it. Who are successful.
Right, and you watch what they do. Like, I was watching some of the people in the class, and it's amazing the subtle differences between the people that are successful and the ones that are not quite there yet. Just the small behaviors that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're waiting in line, we were at a buffet, and long line, and I'm waiting in line like everybody else. And one of the guys that is very successful in the class figured out a way to get around the line and get himself some breakfast and for him and his wife. And they did it in a way that was completely fair and nobody cared. So, I mean, he just knows how to get what he wants. So he figures out the right way. He didn't settle for just waiting in line like everybody else. He just was more observant and more determined to get what he wanted than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's the way he lives his life. That's just a small example.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are lots of examples where I see these people engaging on a level that's just far above. And most people are just oblivious of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's consciousness. It's awareness. And that's what this work is. That self-development is becoming self-aware and becoming a leader of yourself. And when you're a leader of self, you can go anywhere you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And not listen to naysayers, not listen to the voices in your head that say, who do you think you are?
Mm-hmm.
And you just thank them and release them. And it still happens with Marshall. And Marshall says, what he does is he says, thank you for sharing. And then he waves his hand as if to move the voices out of his
mm-hmm.
being
mm-hmm.
and continues to stay in a place of thinking positively and concentrating and focusing on what he wants. Because if we focus, whatever we focus on grows.
Right.
And gets bigger.
That's right. And then we had this amazing experience afterwards where we decided to extend our stay here in Las Vegas. We just did whatever it took to change our airline, get a hotel, and then we got down on the strip because we wanted to have a night on the town. Had a great time, went to a show. We explored, and the cool thing is we were just meeting people. We were connecting with people on the street, and
we met
a couple of wonderful couples when we were out and about. We met this Korean couple at the train station, and they were having a hard time getting some tickets, and we got them through that process. And
that was so much fun, and they were so appreciative, and we had time to help them. And they were from Seoul, Korea, and I lived in Seoul for a year when I was young in preschool. My mom put me in a Korean preschool, and I learned how to speak Korean.
Yeah.
And we just had a connection. They were just lovely. And then we met another couple. And Chris and Deb.
Yes, we want to give a shout out to Chris and Deb from Australia.
Yes, and they were a lovely couple. And we were standing in front of the fountain in Caesar's Palace. And she was taking a picture of herself. And her husband walked up. And I offered to take a picture of both of them. And then we just started this conversation and had a great talk for half an hour standing in front of the fountain. And we found that we had some like-minded.
Absolutely, and they were wonderful. And it turns out that Chris is a podcaster, so that's awesome. We have that in common.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
He's actually an American. He married an English woman who lives
from
in
Australia,
and they're moving back to the States. So
we're going to keep in touch with them.
Right, absolutely. And so we enjoyed spending time with them. They're wonderful, and what a great experience we had. We just wandered through town, enjoying the sights and the sounds of Las Vegas. Didn't hardly do any gambling at all because it just wasn't necessary. I mean, it was so much fun.
There's
just
so
to
much
be
to
here.
Do in this city. There's just so many things to do besides gamble. And I get kind of bored real fast gambling. Maybe it's because I don't win, and I don't like to lose money. So,
well, I'll tell you what, it's not a winning theory.
Oh, but, yes.
Once you understand the odds and the theory behind it, spending time on the gambling floor is not a good investment of your time and energy. Mm-hmm. You know, enjoy the spectacle, enjoy the process
and of the lights.
Being here.
Oh, the lights. And there's like so many more hotels that have gone up in Vegas.
Yeah, how many? It's beautiful. I mean, the new Link is up. It's the largest wheel in the United States, maybe in the world, and it's got these huge pods on it. They can get 40 people in each pod.
The Ferris wheel. Yeah, we're looking at it right now. It's right outside our window.
Yeah, it's incredible. So,
well,
it's fun
being here.
Well,
wrap up for today.
Yep. Well, thank you so much for being with us, and we hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Program Your Life podcast.
And here's to your growth and the abundance of love and prosperity in your life and infinite love and gratitude.
Right. And take advantage of opportunities to grow. If you see a seminar opportunity, say yes to it. Invest in yourself. And don't just invest in the technical skills. Some people get lost in that and they think what they need is a new technical skill.
Oh, I want to close because we need to close now. I heard Bob Proctor last year, and he said to the audience, you can never spend too much time or money on you, getting to know you and how you tick and how you walk in the world, because that is what's going to make you successful, knowing who you are.
So true.
With that, let's close.
Okay. We'll see you again on the Program Your Life podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Make it a great day.
Well, that's our show for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. We were so happy to be able to share this episode of the Program Your Life podcast with you. Make sure to check us out at programyourlife.org. You can always find our podcasts there. We're also going to have the podcasts on iTunes, in the iTunes store under podcasts, and then there'll be some on our YouTube channel. So look for us online, and we will talk to you again very, very soon. Thank you so much to the Program Your Life podcast. Until next time, this is Joe Parker signing off. Bye-bye.